Good afternoon, Dr. Shenet Dictati, and a 6-minute walk test on Joseph Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 11-6-23, Mr. Green performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 100%, period. Patient walked 340 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. And paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Violet Walls. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 11-6-23, Mrs. Walls performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 97%, period. The patient achieved 324 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation was 98%, period. And paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Gil Medina. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 11-6-23, Mr. Medina performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 95%, period. The patient achieved 279 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. And paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Eddie Lawing, L-A-W-I-N-G. This goes to Dr. Darlene Prisky, P-R-I-S-K-Y. On 11-6-23, Mr. Lawing performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 97%, period. The patient walked 393 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. And paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. I'm sorry, 6-minute walk test on Thomas Rapp. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 11-6-23, Mr. Rapp performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 95%, period. Patient walked 231 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 89%, period. And paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Bruce Harrelson. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 11-6-23, Mr. Harrelson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 98%, period. The patient walked 422 meters. And at the end of the study, the saturation was 97%, period. And paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Gerald Rosenthal. This goes to Dr. Pardis on 11-6-23. Mr. Rosenthal performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a room air saturation was 100%, period. Patient walked 491 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 92%, period. And paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on William Batts. This goes to Dr. Boku. On 11-6-23, Mr. Batts performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a room air saturation was 97%, period. The patient walked 567 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. Of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Mary McQuaid. This goes to Darlene Presley. On 11-6-23, Mrs. McQuaid performed the 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 92%, period. The patient walked 243 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 90%, period. The patient did pause at 2 minutes and 29 seconds due to dyspnea. Saturation at that time was 88%, period. Patient was able to finish the study without supplemental oxygen, period. And paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without significant sustained demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.